A new poll indicates that many legal immigrants from Latin America, Asia, Africa, and Europe are supportive of illegal immigrants, and many support the McCain-Kennedy immigration bill, which would grant undocumented workers temporary work permits and a path to legalization. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
The telephone poll surveyed 800 legal immigrants, legal residents, and U.S. citizens across the country, most of them registered voters. Like 76% of the Latin American immigrants in the survey, George Suarez agreed there's a growing anti-immigrant sentiment in the country, which he says can be seen in the current political debate over immigration.
They have been alarmed at the people. They're calling them criminals.
That's what the politicians
say. That's what the politicians say. They're breaking the law. Being illegal in this country, that's breaking the law. That's why we had quite a few protests in the last week, you know, half a million here in Los Angeles Saturday.
Suarez works in Manhattan Beach, California, and has been a U.S. citizen since 1963, when he served in the U.S. Air Force. Like 90% of the Latin Americans polled, Suarez says he believes undocumented workers are not taking jobs away from legal residents and citizens, just doing work no one else wants. And Suarez told the pollsters he does not favor laws that would deport or arrest illegal immigrants, charge them with felonies, or deny their children U.S. citizenship. Suarez says his father was once a bracero, a temporary worker brought in from Mexico to work on the railroads in the 1930s. Now Suarez favors legislation that would grant undocumented immigrants temporary work permits and a path to citizenship.
I know they're good people. You know, they work. As long as they have a job and pay their taxes, they should give these people a residency with a work permit for the beginning, and then 3-5 years from now, they can probably get a green card.
That's what the McCain-Kennedy bill would do. In the poll, 62% of African and European immigrants also supported the legislation. So did 51% of Asian immigrants. Only a fifth of all the legal immigrants surveyed supported President Bush's immigration proposal to grant temporary work visas only if they return to their home countries. Sandy Close is executive director of New American Media, which co-sponsored the poll. She says this is the first time legal immigrants have been surveyed on immigration legislation.
They are alarmed by what they feel is the substance and tone and rhetoric of the debate, creating an anti-immigrant sentiment that was on the rise. And many of them told the pollsters that they had been personally impacted.
It was clearly a very biased poll.
Mark Kerkorian is executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, a Washington think tank that supports tighter controls on immigration. He says the poll was worded with a pro-immigrant slant. Even so, he says, the results were not that surprising.
Legal immigrants have family members and acquaintances who are illegal aliens, so there's naturally going to be a reluctance to seem too hard-nosed with regard to illegal immigration. But even with the biased questions, 27% of legal immigrants wanted a wall on the border. 26% wanted to fine employers and prosecute religious groups that help illegal aliens.
But among the majority who told the pollsters they don't agree with cracking down on immigration was Vladimir Litvinov, who lives in Orange County, California. The 60-year-old Russian immigrant and U.S. citizen has been in this country for more than 10 years.
I lived in the Soviet Union, and the borders were very, very tight. It's completely crazy for me to see the United States in this kind of role. You need kind of totalitarian regime inside the country to effectively close the border. I don't agree. I definitely don't agree.
And that, says Litvinov, is why he's living in the U.S., not Russia anymore. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.